Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Yevamos Daf Nun Zayin. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 16 lines from the top of Daf Nun Zayin. Before we begin the actual shiur, there is a word or two of structure that we should note. First of all, the shiur begins at the point where you see a slash mark in the middle of the line, 16 lines from the top, Gufa bo minei, Rabbi Yochanan mir Rabbi Hoshaya. You'll notice that there is a long marking, and we've indicated in the circled marking to the immediate right-hand side of the mark, Ptsua daka kohen, and this takes you down to the bottom line. On the side of the Gemara, we have a topic heading. She'elasoi shel Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's question. Now, we should note that this was referred to in our previous shiur, 16 lines from the top. The Gemara had said that Rabbi Yochanan had asked a question of Rabbi Hoshaya, and Rabbi Hoshaya did not answer the question. And that had to do, the issue had to do with a Ptsua Daka that married the daughter of Gerim, the daughter of converts. A Ptsua Daka, we mentioned in our previous shiur, is a person, as a male, that experienced an injury to his reproductive organs. There are a number of different categories in this realm. Ptsua Daka, Krus Shofcha, they are cited in a Pasuk in Dvarim, in Parshas Kisetze, Tvorim Perichov Gimel Pasuk Beis, Lo Yavo Ptsua Daka Uchus Shofcha B'Kal Hashem. So these are people that are forbidden to marry, we'll say, rank and file traditional Jewish people, Jewish women, meaning women that come from a Jewish background. The issue comes up regarding a Ptsua Daka. Who is he allowed to marry? So there is a heter for him to marry a gioris, a woman who is a convert. There are many details to this topic. They are discussed at length in the fourth perek of Maseches Kiddushin, perek Asor Yuchsin. In today's shiur, we'll be alluding to some of the opinions on this topic, and here we're focusing on a Ptsua Daka who happens to be a Kohen. So, the issue of a Ptsua Daka Kohen and his marriage to the daughter of Gerim, does that entitle her as a result of being married to someone who is, technically speaking, is a Kohen? Does that entitle her, as any other married woman married to a Kohen, to partake of the Truma tithe, a tithe given specifically to Kohanim? That which a Kohen purchases by way of slaves and animals, and that which the woman that he marries are all entitled to partake of Truma. So Rabbi Yochanan's question, in fact, is, as we said, and this is what we've noted on the side under our topic heading, Ptsua Daka Kayin Shenosa Bas Gerim, a Ptsua Daka who happens to be Kayin, who married the daughter of Gerim. So this is a type of marriage that we're going to assume for the time being is a legitimate marriage. Mao Shiachi Leno Betruma. Does he enable her to eat truma? Now, this idea of this, let's assume that this is an acceptable marriage, this is in contrast to the sukya that we were dealing with in our previous shiur of a person, of a woman, or that's waiting for a marriage of Esau, waiting for kiddushe, or waiting for entrance into a matrimony of that which is prohibited. Now, that was discussed in our last shiur. Here, we're focusing right now on this particular issue. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, we were told in our last shiur, had raised this question to presented it to Rav Hoshai, and Rav Hoshai did not answer the question. We're going to see that story in this piece of Gemara, where Rabbi Yochanan presents the question to Rav Hoshai. Rav Hoshai doesn't answer the question. Someone else comes in and asks him, Rav Hoshai, a question, and that someone else happens to be Reish Lakish. And Rav Hoshai answers Reish Lakish's question. And the question is, why did Rav Hoshai not answer Rabbi Yochanan's question? The Gemara will give us an answer to that, that Rav Hoshai felt that Rabbi Yochanan's question had no simple solution, no straightforward solution. And the Gemara will then present the dilemma of Rav Hoshai, why it wasn't easy for him to answer that question. So we'll start the Gemara. Gufa. Ba'amine Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Hoshai. Rabbi Yochanan asks if Rabbi Hoshai, Tzuadaka Kohen, a Kohen who experienced this injury to his reproductive organs, Shenosa Bas Gerim, that married the daughter of converts, Mahu Shiachileno Betruma, can the woman eat, partake of truma? Ishtik v'lo omar le v'lo midi. Rabbi Hoshai remained silent and didn't answer anything. We should point out, just to review a Rashi that was part of our previous year, three lines from the top, Rashi says, Bebas Gerim, the Kosovar Kahal Gerim, the community of converts, Lo Ikri Kohol. Now, we cited the Pasuk just a few minutes ago, and here Rashi does the same. The Einon Bichlal Lo Yovo Ptsua Daka. The Pasuk, as we said, mentioned Lo Yovo Ptsua Daka Hu Shafel Bekahal Hashem. They cannot enter the Kahal. The Kahal is the community or the assembly of Hashem. What is the assembly of Hashem? So, Jews that are descendants of Jews are considered the assembly of Hashem. The Bas Gerim, the daughter of converts, is not considered someone who is classified as the assembly. So they're Jewish, they're full-fledged Jews, but they're not the assembly of Hashem. Hence, the restriction of a Ptsua Daka doesn't apply to the daughter of Gerim. So this is a heter marriage. It's a permitted marriage. Since it's a permitted marriage, the Gemara feels there's room, Rabbi Yochanan feels there's room for at least raising this question. Since it's a permitted marriage, what, just like a regular Kohen marries his wife, who's a not necessarily a Kohenis, she is entitled to eat truma. What is the story over here with this special marriage, Ptsua Daka Kohen, with the daughter of Gerim? Now, Rabbi Hoshai heard the question and didn't have an answer. L'soif, after some time, Osa Gavra Rabo Achrin, another great man, came, Ubo Mine Milso Achrita, and asked of Rabbi Hoshai another issue. Uposhat Lay, and Rabbi Hoshai answered the question. Umanu, who was that other great man? Reish Lakish. His name was Reish Lakish. Amar Lay, Rabbi Huda Nasil, Rabbi Hoshai. Rabbi Huda Nasil was aware of this give and take, Rabbi Yochanan's question not receiving an answer, Rabbi Hoshai, and Reish Lakish's question yes receiving an answer. So Rabbi Nasir asked Rabbi Hoshai, "Otu Rabbi Yochanan lav gavra rabahu? Is Rabbi Yochanan not a great man that you didn't feel that he's important enough to receive an answer from you?" Omar lei. So Rabbi Hoshai says, "My silence, my non-response, has nothing to do with what I consider Rabbi Yochanan. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan's a great man." But the kaboi minoi milso deles la pasri, asked of me a question that has no answer. Now, at this point, the structure is somewhat unique, and as we said earlier, all of this is one long discussion. Here, Rashi points out that the Gemara raises the question. Leman. According to whom is this question being asked? If you'll notice Rashi will say it's a quarter of the way down from the top, the beginning of the round line in Rashi, Leman, Ilu Rabbi Yehuda, Hashas hu de kaboi lo. It's the Shas asking the question. It means the students of the yeshiva in which the Talmud was compiled. So the Shas is asking the question. Umeforish bi ozil ad seifa uposhta. And the Gemara will develop the question and eventually answer the question. Abu Rabbi Shaya lo poshat ba midi. Kidamoron liel ha ba minai v'chule. The Gemara will resolve the question of Psua Daka Kain and his ability to lahachil truma to the wife that he married, the Bas Gerim, but it's not Rabbi Shaya's response. So now, as we go on in the Gemara, first another structural note on the side under the Mivneh, the double underline represents Gimel Shlavim, three stages, Levarer, to clarify, to investigate. Aliba Deman Shoal Rabbi Yochanan Es Shelosu. According to whom did Rabbi Yochanan raise this question, or if you prefer, is this question to be raised? Leman. So the Gemara asks, as we said, the question that Rabbi Yochanan posed is a question according to which Tanaic authority. Now, the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Zayin, is very worthwhile looking into. It presents a number of different opinions as to the marriage of Gerim and the children of Gerim as being posel with the kahuna. So it's well known that a woman who converts to kahuna, cannot marry a kohen. What about the children of converts? Can they marry kohanim? The Gemara here raises names that are based on the Mishnah over there, and it says, Leman, the question right now of the Petsua Daka Kohen, being that he is a Petsua Daka and cannot marry into the rank and file of the Jewish people, is this a possibility for him, this type of marriage with the daughter of converts? So the Gemara says, if the question is according to Rabbi Yehuda, well, bein b'kedushase koi, bein lav b'kedushase koi, lo achla. Whether or not the Ptsua Daka Kohen maintains his Kedushas Kohen status, she, the Bas Gerim, is not going to be able to partake of Truma. Let's take a look at Rashi. Across from here, Bain Bekidusha Saikoi, Lakaman the Perika Orel Miboyalon. Later in the Perik named Perika Orel, the question will be raised, Kayin Ptsua Daka, this very case of a Kohen who suffered the injury to his reproductive system, Mahu Begioris, can he marry a convert? We pointed out before, your standard Kohen cannot marry a convert. The question here is, b'kedushase koi v'osir, does he maintain his kedushas kahuna or not? And if he does, he would not be allowed to marry a convert. V'hacha, here, bein b'kedushase koi kohenas p'suadaka, namely, bein b'kedushas kohen koi, whether he maintains his Kohen sanctity status, v'osir, b'chol ho'asuros l'kuna, and as a result, he is a regular kohen in that sense that he cannot marry any other kind of woman that is prohibited to the priesthood. For example, a divorcee or a chalutza. Bein lav b'kdusha zekoi, v'eino muzar milisa isha p'guma, whether you say the kohen does not maintain his sanctity as a kohen, and as a result he wouldn't be prohibited or proscribed from marrying the problematic women, lo achla, she, the bas geirim, is not going to be partaking of truma. So according to this, we're saying that within the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, even if the marriage is an okay marriage, on the grounds that it's lav b'kedushasei koi, she will not eat. And now the Gemara, we go back to the Gemara text and it breaks this down, it analyzes. E b'kedushasei koi loy ochla, if the Kohen maintains his sanctity as a Kohen, the Kohen p'tzua daka, d'ho omamor, bas ger zohar, kibas cholol zohar. Rabbi Yehuda, there in Maseches Kiddushin, says that the daughter of a male convert is like the daughter of a cholol zohar. Just what is a cholol? A cholol is a child born from a kohen who married a divorcee. The son that's born would be called a cholol zohar, a male cholol. So the Tano Reb Yehuda says that the daughter of a ger is like the daughter of a cholol zohar and is not allowed to partake of truma. If we take a look at the Rashi, e b'kedushose koi lo achlo domar mar bas ger zohar kebas cholol zohar ubas cholol psula lekuna. The daughter of a cholol is unfit to the priesthood. Beperek Asur Yuchsin, that's the name of the perek, the fourth perek of Kiddushin. The Kevon de Kiddushose Koi, and here we're working right now on the side that the Psua Kohen, Psua Daka Kohen, does maintain his Kohen status. Lo Ochla, she is not to eat from the Truma, the Amrinon. Hare Zupsula Lo, she is unfit to him. The Asa'o Chalala Bevioso. And he has rendered her unfit in through the intimacy that he has with her. So he won't entitle her to partake of truma. We continue. Ilav b'kedushasei koi, if the Psua Daka, as a result of his injury, loses his Kohen sanctity, Lo Achla, the Bas Gerim is not going to partake of Truma, the Ha Amrinon, we have an opinion, Kahal Gerim, Ikri Kahal, the community of converts is considered Kahal, is considered a community. We discussed this earlier, and we pointed out that a Psua Daka is not permitted to marry by virtue of the Torah, the Pasuk in the Torah that we cited before. He's not permitted to marry she who is classified as Kahal. Kahal meaning a community. We're dealing, by the way, with halachic concepts, not with sociological concepts, a community of people, but there's a halachic category of people that are considered this legal status of being a kahal. So if you say that gerim are kahal, the psua daka is not allowed to marry into kahal. We continue. Ve'i l'Rabbi Yosi, and if this question of psua daka kohen, that's nosa bas gerim, is raised within the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, well, then there's no question there either. Bein b'kedushase koi, bein lav b'kedushase koi, ochlo. Either way you view the Psua Daka, she will be able to eat. B'kedushase koi, ochlo. If you say that he, the Ptua Daka, maintains his Kohen sanctity status, she will eat the Ha'omar Af Ger Shenosa Giyores Bitok Shere LeKahuna. According to Rav Yossi, even if both parents are converts, the girl, the daughter born from that union, is allowed to marry a Kohen. So here you'd have a Kohen with Kohen status marrying a woman fit to the Kahuna. So everything's fine. So it's a straightforward Kohen marrying woman, allow, entitling her to eat from Truma. And if you say that as a result of his being a Ptua Daka, he loses his Kedushas Kohen status, Ochla, she will eat. Doha Omar, Kahal Gerim Lo Ikri Kahal. If he loses his Kedushas Kohen status, the marriage nevertheless is permissible. She's not prohibited because she is a member of the Gerim community, and they're not called Kahal. Therefore, the marriage is permitted. And even though he doesn't have Kedushas Kohen status, that does not prevent her from being able to eat Truma. We point out, therefore, till this point in the discussion, that there doesn't seem to be any room to raise the question according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, nor according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Elo, and here you see we're at stage 3, Elo Alibo Dahai Tana, Disnan. There is room for raising the question according to the following Tana. Disnan, Rabbi Lesser ben Yankiv Oimer, E Isha Bas Gerim, Loi Sinose Lekuhuna, a woman who is the daughter of converts, shall not marry a Kohen, Ad Shetehe Imo Miyisrael, until you have a situation where her mother is a pedigree Jewess. V'hochi kome bayale. And the following is the analysis of the question of the Ptua Daka, Kohen, and Mahu Lachil the Bas Gerim Truma. So we have again some new concepts, and we'll see how Rashi explains them. V'hochi kome ba, thusly we ask, k'sheirois misvasva ba v'ochla, oidilma kedusha misvasva ba v'loi ochla. We look in the Rashi. Alibo dahai tano kome boyole l'Reb Yochanan. The original question that Reb Yochanan had raised is according to this Tanuk, Gon de Imo Misrael, and we have to emphasize that her mother was Jewish. So that you have a Jewish woman who had married a convert, and they produced a daughter, and now she is the one being married by the Ptua Daka Kayin. The Rashi continues. Kshera kashrus isvasvaba uruya lekahuna, and if you say that she, that kashrus has been added, has been added to her, so she would be fit to the kahuna v'lav kedusha laakruye kahal, but not enough sanctity to be considered kahal. And as a result of that, umuteres l'ptua daka, and therefore she's muteres to the kohen who received this injury. After all, the ptua daka cannot marry someone who's called kohal. So when you have a woman whose mother was Jewish, her father was a ger, what is the description of this daughter? do we say that since her mother was Jewish, so she becomes Kshera, allowed, permissible to a Kohen? She's not considered herself a convert, which would be prohibited to a Kohen. She is the daughter of a mother who's a pedigree Jewess, and her father was a Ger. So she's considered Kshera vis-a-vis Kahuna. However, from her father's side, she still is not called Kahal, and therefore the Btsua Daka would be allowed to marry her. V'oicheles mimonav shochen. She, on, if you say this, if you say kashrus is vasma ba, so she would be allowed to eat either way you look at it. The inami b'kedusha seikoi, even if you say that the Kohen himself maintains his kedushas kahuna, harei zumu tereslo. She is allowed, as we said, she became kshera. She's allowed to the kuna. And because of his injury, she is not prohibited to him to halo ikri kahal, because she's not considered a kahal. So that's one side of the possibilities. The other side is kedusha misvasva. But now we look at the Rashi. Odilma kedusha nami isvasva ba. Not only is she considered kshera, but she is considered holy, if you will. Kedusha, these are concepts, the translation isn't necessarily that important. It's just to recognize that kashrus is a concept and kedusha is a concept. Now, if you say that kedusha is also part of her, the kahal ikri, as a result of that, she would be considered kahal. She's not a straightforward convert. She's the daughter of a man that converted, but her mother was Jewish. And she, therefore, is considered kahal, the asura l'ftsua daka v'lo ochla. And on those grounds, it would be a prohibited marriage, and therefore she would not be entitled to partake of the truma. The continuation of Rashi, and we have this in brackets, is an alternative approach, but Rashi, as you can see, after the end of the brackets, Rashi prefers the version we read. So now that the question has been presented, the Gemara itself proceeds to offer an answer. True, Rabbi Hoshaya, when asked by Rabbi Yochanan, did not offer an answer, but the Gemara does. And you can see we have a long answer marking. Ta Shema. Ki also Rabbi Acha bar Chinana midaroma. When Rav Acha came from the south, also va'aisi masnisi biyode, he came and brought with him a Tanaic source. Minayin lebtsua daka kohen shenosa bas gerim shema achila v'trum. From where do we know that a kohen who experienced the tsua daka injury married the daughter of converts, that he can feed her truma? He entitles her to partake of truma. Shenema v'choyain ki ikne nefesh kinyan kasboi chule yoichal boi leman. Now this unnamed source is taught in accordance with whom? Ilema l'Rabbi Yehuda. If you were to think that's according to Rabbi Yehuda HaOmar, he already said, "Bein b'kedusha seikoi, bein lav b'kedusha seikoi, loy ochla." Either way you view the p'tsua daka kohen, she is not entitled to eat. This was presented before in the Gemara. If he maintains his kahuna sanctity, he should not have married the daughter of a convert, because she is considered like the daughter of a cholol. So on those grounds, it would be a prohibited marriage. And if he doesn't maintain his kedushas kahuna status, he still should not have married her, because the gerim are called kahol. And on the, even though from the kahuna standpoint he doesn't have a restriction, but from the p'tsua daka standpoint he is restricted. He shouldn't marry those people who are classified as kahol. So the Tanaic source that entitles the wife of the p'tsua daka kohen to eat from truma could not be according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yosi, Lomali Kro. And if it's according to Rabbi Yossi, what would the Tana here have to cite the Pasuk for? Ha'omar, he already has by way of rules, without resorting to a Xeris HaKos of a scriptural reference, he already knows Bein B'dishas HaKoy, Bein La'ab B'dishas HaKoy, whether the Kohen maintains his Kahuna status or he doesn't maintain his Kedushas Kohen status, Ochla, she's entitled to eat, and we saw that as well above. If he maintains his Kedushas Kahuna status, that doesn't bother Rabbi Yossi, because a daughter of two converts that wedded and produced a daughter is acceptable to the kahuna. It's a good marriage. And if he doesn't have his Kedushas Kahuna status, so that doesn't prevent the marriage either, because neither from the kahuna standpoint nor from the Ptsua Daka standpoint, because the kahal of Gerim is not called a kahal. So only a kahal is restricted to the Ptsua Daka, not a non-kahal. So the question wouldn't have been posed according to Rabbi Yossi either. Or that is, this Tanaic source that cites a pasuk to entitle her to the truma wouldn't be according to Rabbi Yossi. Elo lav l'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The question is according to, as we saw before, his name and the source referred to above, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Ushma mino, and we see from the fact that the Ptsua Daka is entitling her, the Bas Gerim, to eat from Truma, Kashrus Isvasva Ba V'Yachla. Only Kashrus has been added to her resume, and hence she is allowed to partake of the Truma. It's an acceptable marriage. Kashrus meaning she's acceptable vis-a-vis the kahuna, and she's not considered kedoisha, giving her kahal status, which would have posed a problem. Shmamino, so this is conclusive. So just to review, a Ptsua Daka Kohen that marries a Bas Gerim, according to the Tana, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, she is entitled to partake of Truma. As you can see, there is a slash mark indicating that which follows is a new trend of thought. Now, for some of us, the sugi we just learned would appear to be very complicated. It's based on the fact that one is being introduced for the first time to brand new concepts. These concepts of Kedushas Kahuna, Kashrus, Kahal versus non-Kahal, what is the status of a ger, of the Bas Gerim, etc. So all I can say is that in order to truly gain a grasp on this Gemara, one would have to, of course, review it several times. Before we continue, we have a topic heading, and the nosei on the side reads, Machlokes Rav Ushmuel, a controversy between Rav and Shmuel, I yesh chupa lupsulois oiloi. Again, a concept, because we can translate, is their chupa is their marriage canopy, but it's a concept, it's a halachic status of the couple going under the chupa after the man betrothed the woman through offering her money. The note on the side continues, Medubar b'kain gadol sheichnis almona bas kain l'chupa. V'lo ba'al, that we're talking about a case of a kain gadol who brought an almona, a widow, the daughter of a kain, to the marriage canopy, but did not have intimacy with her. Ha'im ze poisla. Does this disqualify her mitrumas beis avia from the truma that she was entitled to as a result of being the daughter of a kohen? So now we should just point out that if the Kohen Gadol had actual intimacy with her, so that would affect her entire status, would make her into a halala, and a halala is not entitled to partaking of truma. That even though her father's a Kohen, but through the forbidden intimacy, that disqualifies her. However, that's not the case here. We're talking only about them having reached, we'll say, the chuppah stage, the marriage canopy stage. What effect does that have? So now the Gemara. Itmar Rav Omar. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Yesh chuppah lipsulos. Ushmuel Omar ein chuppah lipsulos. And we take a look at Rashi, even though we said this already. Rashi at the top line, Yesh chuppah lipsulos, Kohen gadol shehichnes almona bas kohen lechuppah v'lo ba'aleha. O me'ikara nami lo kidsha. This point that Rashi is adding is something that is discussed by the Tosfos at some length. So Rashi is adding, and we didn't mention this in the most accurate fashion before, but he, according to Rashi, he also did not betroth her beforehand. What we mentioned before is, in general, chuppah is that which follows betrothal. But here, he didn't do that according to Rashi's explanation. All that happened is the Kohen Gadol brought this widow, daughter of Kohen, under a marriage canopy. Of course, with marital intention. The afilu hachi, according to Rav, posla mitruma de beinosha, it disqualifies her from the truma of her family, from her father's house. The chuppah keknisas be'ilo damya. Rav views chuppah very severely. It's, as far as he is concerned, it's like, it has the same halachic import as intimacy. Shmuel disagrees. The Gemara continues. Omar Shmuel, Umoide li Abba. Abba is the formal name of Rav. So when you see Abba in this case, you understand it's Rav. So that Rav will concede to me the position of leniency. The Tinoikes Pchusa Mibas Shalashonim V'yoyim Echad. If the Kohen Gadol was dealing with a girl less than 3 years old in a day, now this kind of Gemara sounds unusual to many of us, unless you're very familiar with Masechtis from this Seder of Shas, the Seder Noshim. The possibility of a girl getting married is, until she reaches adulthood, halachic adulthood, age 12, 12 and a half, her marriage is in the hands of her father. Her father can make her, by accepting money from a suitor, she becomes married. So Rav will concede that if she is if you're talking here about a girl, she's a widow even, because she had been married by her father before she reached age 3. That could be. And the husband died, so she's a widow, but she's under 3 years and a day of age. And we say, since intimacy is not recognized, with a girl under 3, that too is a halachic concept. Since bia is not, it's not formal, it's not, if physiologically, the bia with a girl under 3, the membrane that exists in that part of the woman's anatomy that, generally speaking, is broken when we say she loses her virginity, under 3, that membrane is not said to be broken. So this concept of ein lo bia is relevant to a girl under 3, so the chuppah would have no effect. So again, we're not talking about a case where there was actual intimacy. The Kohen Gadol did take her under a marriage canopy, but since Bia doesn't doesn't exist in this halachic framework, so the marriage canopy effect also doesn't exist. Omar Rava, now here we have a long point. Omar Rava, af anan nami tanina. We have also a Tanaic source that if intimacy doesn't ruin her, all the more so chuppah will not disqualify her. Bas shalosh shanim v'yomechad miskadeshes bebiyah. We say that a girl who is 3 years and a day can be betrothed through the act of intimacy. And if a yavam, if she was the widow of a man who died leaving no children, and there's a surviving brother, and she's reached this age of 3 years and a day, the marriage, the yibul marriage, would be consummated with intimacy. V'chayoven olel mishum eishes ish. She's considered fully married, and therefore, if another man would have relations with her, he would be guilty of having relations with a married woman. U'metama is boyola l'tame mishkav tachton ke'el yon. And the if she happens to be experiencing a female cycle, and the husband has relations with her while she is like that, so she affects him and is mitame him to the extent that any bed that he would lie on would have the din of a, in other words, the bed that he lies on would be considered like an elyon, elyon ishel zav. An elyon ishel zav is something that's not mitama other people, but it could be mitama food. Niseis l'kayin oicheles betruma. If a girl of 3 years and a day marries a kayin, she eats truma. Bo aleha echad mikol hapsulim posla. If anyone that's unfit to the kahuna, for example, a cholol, a mamzer, or if she was a widow and she had relations with a kohen gadol, posla, it would disqualify her. And here the main thing Rashi adds would disqualify her from truma of her father's house. In other words, she wouldn't be able to partake of that truma anymore. The Gemara then looks at the source, focusing on the opening of the source where we had dashed, underlined, Bas Shalosh Shanim V'Yomechad, and it draws an inference. Bas Shalosh Shanim V'Yom Echad, Hu De Mifsala B'Bia Mifsala B'Chupa. When you're dealing with a girl that's reached 3 years in a day, that could be ruined, disqualified through intimacy, so then Chupa could disqualify her. Under 3 years and a day, where the intimacy would not disqualify her, we'll say the forbidden intimacy would not disqualify her, lo mifsala nami b'chupa. All the more so, chupa, which is a weaker institution, chupa, all the more so, would not passel her. So that if you have a girl under 3 years and a day, and she happens to be, we'll say, the daughter of a Kohen, but she is unfit to the Kuna. For example, she is an Almona. An Almona is also to a Kohen Godol. She is not going to be disqualified through the Chuppah, as we saw from this source, where even Bia would not have disqualified her. All the more so, Chuppah will not disqualify her. Shmami, no, this is conclusive. As the Gemara continues, you can see on the last line, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, this concept of Chuppah L'Psulos comes under further discussion, but in the interest of preserving the Dafyomi structure and not stopping a sugya in the middle, it's preferable for us to pause here, but before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.